My good sir, forgive me. I'm so sorry to have kept you waiting. Morgans, fetch some refreshment for the gentleman. You must be parched on such a warm day as this. Oh, and something sweet too, please, Morgans. Our new cook has just returned from a position in Paris, my lord, and her mille feuilles are simply to die for. I imagine you are here to inquire after my daughter, sir. I must tell you, since her presentation to the Queen last week, the front door has been simply swinging like drapes in a gale. So many young men wishing to make her personal acquaintance. It was truly an honour for Her Majesty to name her as this season's diamond, as I was myself in my youth. Of course, that was many years ago. Oh, you are far too kind, sir. I do flatter myself that the years have been kind to me, but now is truly the time to step aside and allow my lovely daughter the enjoyment of the spotlight. I am sorry for your journey to be wasted, but she is out on a promenade with the young Lord Stockbridge at this moment. I do not expect her home for another hour or so at least. But please do stay and accept our hospitality for a while. It would be most remiss of me to turn you out without so much as an eclair to make your visit somewhat palatable. Ah, here's Morgan's now. Would you care for tea? Or something chilled? I confess, I am partial to a lemonade on days as hot as this. And do try something sweet. I remember you, you know. You were the young man who fetched my daughter's parasol at Lady Horton's garden party last Saturday. Such a kind gesture. I cannot imagine what caused her to swoon so. It must have been the heat. Thank goodness there were so many fine gentlemen there to assist her. I was victim to the occasional swoon when I was courting as well, but there was always a handsome young man to catch me. Oh, you would have too. Why, how very gallant of you, sir. Well, I consider it my daughter's misfortune to have missed you today. You are clearly a gentleman of fine character and, if I may say, most handsome to look at. Much more handsome than my dear departed husband, God rest his soul. Alas, the match my parents sought for me was not one forged from love, however many young men tried to woo me. My husband was my father's closest friend, and was a very fine gentleman indeed. A good man, and he was a good husband and father while he was alive. But there was nothing to be said of attraction between us. Well, not from my side in any case. But why am I speaking of all this to you? I'm so sorry. You must think me the most dreadful blabbermouth. I can only blame the heat making me so loose-lipped. That and, well, your presence is... It feels very natural to me. Is that a strange observation to make? I feel as though we are old friends. Well, I am old. You are fine and handsome and the son-in-law any widow would be lucky to call her own. My dear young man, at 42, I am not exactly in the summer of my youth. Such kind flattery. Your words make honey seem bitter by comparison. Such a pity my daughter is not here to enjoy your attentions. Are you sure that I cannot tempt you to one of these delectable pastries? They're so small. So delicious. Surely one would not spoil your appetite. What if I were to feed you one? Let me sit on the couch beside you. Oh, do not look so alarmed. I will not bite. Here, just a single macaron. Come now. It would be impolite to refuse. Just open your mouth. There. Is that not exquisite? What's this? You were so confident a moment ago, and now you seem riled up. "I do declare that you are blushing, sir. Could it be simply the summer air, or something else? I apologise. This really is most improper of me. I shall give you your space." "No, I didn't think so. For then you would not have quite the same view of my décolletage. It's all right. I could see where your gaze was wandering. Do you wish to touch them, my young lord? Do not look so frightened. I'm not trying to entrap you. Simply to enjoy your company while we're alone. It is perfectly acceptable for a mother to test the mettle of her daughter's potential suitor. If your fear is that I will cry assault were we to touch, you may be sated. I have no interest in tarnishing your fine reputation. So why not touch me? I know that is your wish." "Bless your heart. You look like a naughty schoolboy, caught under the master's thumb. Or should I say, the mistress's thumb?" "Oh, but what's this? Very naughty indeed. There's no hiding that particular declaration, is there? Not when it's so obvious. Perhaps you should have not worn such tight-fitting breeches today. Would you object if I were to touch you? If I laid my hand upon your knee, like so? Or if I were to caress your thigh? I can feel you trembling, your breathing quickening. Does that feel good? I appreciate your attempts to be noble, but there really is no need. You can't pretend you're not enjoying this. You're still sitting here with me, after all. You could have leapt to your feet and excused yourself by now, should you have wished to. Perhaps you would like a little more. After all, there's only so much that you can feel through these layers of fabric. Would you allow me to unbutton you? Yes, please. Such a polite young man. Oh, perfection. And so beautifully ready. With those precious drops already quivering at the tip. Tell me. Would you mind if I... I didn't think you would. Oh, how beautiful your face looks while I caress your perfect cock. So slick and hard. Desperate for my hand. Desperate for so much more. I can give it all to you, my lord. Would you allow me to? Such a good boy. Oh, such sounds, my sweet young lord. How does my mouth feel around you? Warm? I don't want you to exhaust yourself just yet. There is so much more. Give me your lips. Ever tasted yourself on the lips of a woman? Would you be so kind as to assist me with my underthings? My, so deft. One might think you were experienced in this sort of thing. Do not worry, my dear. I would not expect such a fine young man as yourself to be Galahad the Chaste. How do you want me, bold Sir Knight? Oh, come now. You were so forthright when I came in, all bold as brass. Don't tell me you're losing your nerve now. Perhaps allow me to take the reins on this particular ride. Lie down. Now, my young suitor, you are going to give me my pleasure this time. Why, of course. You did not surely think I was going to leave things there, did you? No, my love. That was merely the aperitif. Oh, my. Such a firm grip on my buttocks. You are positively feral, my lord. Let me guide you inside. My cunt is slick and warm and... Oh, my God, yes. Yes, that's it. Slip into my warm, wet cunt. Oh, you fill me up so well. Oh, I can feel you stretching me out. Oh, such a glorious fit. Does that feel good? Grinding my hips against you, your cock thrusting in and out of me as I ride you. Oh, you're a very lucky boy, my young lord. Not many your age can boast to have fucked the finest cunt in Mayfair. Oh, after we're done, no simpering girl ever be able to satisfy you. No whore. No naive maid servant. All of them will pale in comparison to myself. I promise you. Such wonderful noises you're making, moaning and gasping. Do you love this? The most eligible widow in the ton riding you like a brothel wench. I see. You wish to be on top? You wish to pound into me? Then go ahead. Fuck me like it's the only chance you'll have. Oh, fuck! Oh, so deep! Oh, so fucking deep! Oh, so good! Keep going. Oh, fuck, don't you dare stop. Uh, 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 I want you to fuck me until I come on your cock. Until I can drain every last drop of your pleasure into my cunt. Oh, that's it. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck me. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, harder, harder. Yes, yes. Oh, fuck, fuck. Oh, yeah, that's it. Pound into me. Pound into me. Oh, 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 make me come. Oh, please. Oh, make me come. Oh, harder, harder. Yes, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Yes, I'm going to come. I'm going to come. I'm so close. Oh, I'm so close. Oh, fuck. 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 I'm going to come on your cock. I'm going to come around you. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Yes, I want you to fill me up. Fill me up. Fill me up with your cum. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. I would ask if that was good for you, my lord. I have the evidence to suggest it was already staining my petticoats. Oh, such a polite young man. No, do not think to apologize. I certainly have no regrets. Do you? I hoped you wouldn't. Now, I fear you must leave. I am expecting a call from Lady Asquith, and I need to freshen up. I shall ask Morgans to escort you out in, say, 5 minutes. Give you a chance to right yourself and tuck yourself in. My daughter will be attending the theatre with her brother and Thomas Halloway this coming Thursday evening. Perhaps I could show you the fine new bed curtains I recently had commissioned from Vienna. They are the finest satin and velvet. I think you will appreciate them. I think you will find them most diverting. Such a good boy.